This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the heart of the resistance, from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Riding on a freeway. All right. I'm going to go a little bit in the hour with Anthony Gucciardi, who's taking over in the final hour, the cherry on top. We're going to go to Robert and everybody right now. I do want to thank all the listeners and viewers. Let's hear a little bit more of this. Playing rock and roll. It's a long way to the top. And when you get to the top, the globalists come after you. But escape's not our plan. Somebody's got to do it. And InfoWars is at the top of the resistance to the New World Order worldwide. And you know what that means? You're at the top. You are the InfoWar. And you'll continue on no matter what happens. To me or anybody else. Because flesh and blood will fail, but ideas, to quote V, ideas are bulletproof. Thank God we're not with those cowardly souls that crouch down and lick the hand that feeds them. That'll never be our place up there as the spectators. Now, our place is in the arena. In fact, you guys print me Cicero on the traitor. And then Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And please, incredible crew, most of them 20 hours. Cicero on the traitor. Patrick Henry's give me liberty or give me death. And Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Minnesota. Thanks for holding, Robert. Then Gwen and others. Okay, Robert. Appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to, we're going to go to Louisiana. We're going to go to Gwen. Gwen, you're on the air.
Hi there, Alex. How are you?
I am good. Well, thank you for calling and holding patiently.
Oh, no problem. It's an honor to talk to you. And first and foremost, I want to express my sincere appreciation to you and your entire crew for the phenomenal job y'all are doing. It's such a honor to be able to hear somebody speak the truth, especially with the censorship.
Well, it's an honor to fight for our lives, sweetheart. That's all we're doing, but thank you.
Well, we pray for you, and we thank you for all the sacrifice we know you're making. One point I wanted to bring up, and you kind of touched on it, is the power, I mean, with all the demonic forces that are behind the Hillary forces and the DNC and the globalists, I think right now, in addition to speaking up like we're doing and fighting the good fight, I think we can't diminish the power of prayer. And
I agree.
You've mentioned it. And I think at this point, you know, God, you're right when you say that he has every right to just blow us away because of the things we've done. The country has fallen so far. I wouldn't blame him either. But we also, I mean, you know, if you remember in like the 20s and 30s and 40s when things really got weak and bad for our country, people would flock to churches and pray for God's intercession and help. And I wish so much that I would see people realize that God's going to be the answer to all these evil things going on. And I wish more people would realize that. And
no, their God is being like 200-pound toddlers bitching about how everything's given to them free.
Exactly. And if people would just, you know, enlighten themselves and realize, I have a 27-year-old daughter who is such a fan of yours. She's got all your T-shirts. And
thank you.
I'll be honest with you. She is so disheartened when she talks to her peers at how just dumbed down they are. And I'm so proud of her for being so on top of things. And it's just such a sad state when you see our youth being so disillusioned and buying into the crap they're being.
Well, your daughter's a chip off the old block, and that's why she's awake. And, you know, it's up to her just to forcefully, not even make it be a debate or, like, kind of halfway apologize when you talk to somebody politically. I just say, listen, you've been conned. This country's in crisis. You're under mind control. You need to break out of it. Ma'am, great to hear from you, Gwen. Thanks for holding. We're going to come back and talk to James in Colorado, Gina in Maryland, Jason in New York, and Rob in New York. Anthony will be with us. I'm going to read a few of these famous passages, and then I'm going to punch out. And Anthony Gucciardi, our health news director, is going to take us across the finish line.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I've never offered 40% off on Brain Force, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic, 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone. 888-253-3139.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Another world, another time. I can't help but sing along to this.
In the age of wonder.
I was driving last night home at about
another world,
1 a.m. with this plane.
Another time.
I was just so glad and I wasn't going along with the programming.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Once more, they would replenish themselves. This world, and the spirit of this world, is not going to replenish you. Our source, God, will. You're not going to get that at one of these whorehouse churches run by incarnate demons. Let me tell you, folks, I am a very sensitive person. In these big mega churches, I've never felt so much evil. Not in the Roman Colosseum, not a Bohemian Grove. Those are evil, 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 evil people. Who the world has set up over these churches, and they know exactly what they're doing. The only place I get the same creeps is being around Democratic Party leaders. And I did get creeped out being around old Republican Party leaders. I didn't get any of that around Donald Trump. I'm just going to leave it at that. My spider sense didn't pick up anything but somebody who's super dominant, super aggressive, thinks he's smarter than everybody, probably is, and doesn't want to screw America over and wants wealth and prosperity. He's not a eugenicist. He doesn't want to screw everybody over. That's Donald Trump. Anthony, I'm going to take a few final calls here and hand the baton to you, but I just want to thank the listeners, thank the viewers. I want to thank everybody for making InfoWars what it is, the great crew we've got, the films, the reports, the news, the radio, the articles, just the memes. We're just dominating exponentially despite all the Google censorship and all the Twitter and Facebook censorship, but it's getting serious. I mean, if there were ever any doubts about the nature of the globalist, Anthony, I think it's very clear.
It's really inspiring, and I was going to talk about it today. The establishment is kind of like the Rio 2016 Olympics, the facade. So, you know, you look at, like, the corpses washing up on the beaches. They said, just close your mouth to the swimmers in the water because the water's so contaminated and disgusting. And they said it's like swimming in a pool of feces, right? And we get to that. Today we have, like, fighter jets colliding over it because the planning is bad. But then they say, you can't tweet about it. You can't tweet about the Olympics.
That's a test globally of the new TPP censorship where just they own all the words. Well, no, we're going to tweet that the Rio Olympics are nothing but a giant latrine.
Yeah.
The Rio Olympics are a diseased, filthy, collapsed hell.
And it's just like the system. It tells you that it's going to take care of you. You're only allowed to do what it tells you to do. But meanwhile, it's like a massive, disgusting wart on the side of society, the establishment system.
Well, let's look at that water they tell folks to swim in. I mean, that looks like chocolate milk.
Oh, it looks great.
So much feces.
And the scientists talking about it, they said it would actually be like swimming in a pool of feces.
But, hey, there's a dead body, kind of like, you know, like matzo balls floating around in it. I mean, what's wrong with that?
It's good for you.
Why are you being a conspiracy theorist?
Well, Florida's going to raise the toxic limit in water, in all of the water supply. So
they did that with radiation, yeah. I mean, yeah. The problem, radiation goes up a couple 100%, just raises.
Yesterday they said that they're going to change the levels for toxic contaminants in the water because they want to raise the acceptable limits. So it's just like,
why are you being racist against radiation?
I am being racist against
radiation. In fact, you know, some leftist groups that now want nuclear power plants everywhere, they flipped. They're saying that there's radiation phobia.
That sounds like a real thing. I think there's toxic chemical phobia. I think there's oppression phobia. I think there's tyranny phobia. I think there's injustice phobia. There's a lot of phobias out there. I have a lot of them, actually. I've been diagnosed with most of those I just listed. So,
all right. Well, all I can say is we've got some of the biggest specials we've ever run. I want to thank you all for your support. We can't run all of these another day or two. We're going to run some of them a little bit longer, but it's going to be ending tomorrow, 40% off BrainForce, the nootropic. I mean, Anthony, just spend a few minutes on BrainForce. This has got one compound, at least, in it that's prescription Europe. It's just the building blocks of the brain. It's amazing.
So there's 1,019 reviews on the BrainForce page on InfoWars Life. And when I go out to print some of these reviews to read on air, it's endless five-star reviews. There's actually hundreds of them. I almost want to say near 1,000. If you look at the number, the average is 4.6. It teeters around 4.6, 4.8. InfoWars is literally about, clearly, the best products. BrainForce to me is it's beyond an energy drink. It's beyond something that you
everyone
buy.
Else, we had a nutraceutical company here 2 weeks ago. They go, Alex, we marked things up 5 times. They're wanting to sell me stuff. And it was good stuff. And I said, no. My markup's 100%, not 700. Theirs was 500.
And we don't sleep. Look, remember that one guy we had on, the Natural Products Insider guy? They sweep stuff off the floor that fell off the conveyor belt, the herbs, in some of these major companies.
The reason we sell out a lot of times is if something's got multi-ingredients, like a DNA force or a brain force, we got to wait months and months till we finally get batches that are California compliant, which is almost impossible to make it. That's why we sell out all the time.
The manufacturer tests it, and then we independently test everything.
We can still just ship it out. I mean, quite frankly, the California standard is pure bull, but we want to be neurotic about it.
Yeah, exactly. But BrainForce, it does have an ingredient or two that are prescription in Europe, depending on how you want to look at it. One is controlled, one is a prescription. So the key, though, is that it's not like coffee where you're going to be all jittery and caffeinated. These are the natural compounds that actually work synergistically in the brain to make you feel more alert and more focused. For me, so it's not,
the best
it's
stimulant
not
I've ever taken.
Up.
I don't like stimulants other than like coffee and stuff and tea, but I will tell you, if you're really exhausted and take it, you'll be wide awake, but it does make me aggressive.
Yeah, well, the alpha GPC and the hyperzine and the phosphatidylserine, those are all things. And by the way, the phosphatidylserine It's been told by our manufacturer that they are looking into turning that into more towards, the FDA is looking at some companies trying to make that a pharmaceutical drug or a part of pharmaceutical drugs, so we might not even be able to have it in about 6 months. But the phosphatidylserine, which is expensive, it's hard to get, that is, with the hyperzine A and alpha GPC, is not caffeine. It's not even yerba mate extract. It works to get the brain where it needs to be and works with different chemicals and choline and all of that to make you more focused, as opposed to just the yerba mate extract, which is awesome. And I drink yerba mate, but I take Brain Force instead. Keeps you focused. It's alert. But it's not just a energy. It's actually kind of a calm focus thing, but it will wake you up.
If you're not up for 2 days like Rob did.
If you're not up for 2 days like Rob did, the wet cat.
Who has become the Brain Force Goblin.
Yes. An honorary title.
He said like 4 or 5 a couple nights in a row, like after midnight, having a little bit of fun with the crew. And I'm sitting there like out in the sun, like 8 o'clock, it's already, he's like, ah. Oh. I keep worrying Brain Force. I'm like, no, you're going to bed now. But, it's. I'm teasing Rob. I love Rob. He's a sweetheart. But seriously, the good halogen, the pure iodine we have that nobody else has, X2, three weeks to 4 weeks into it, you're probably going to detox. I did. A bunch of oil's going to come out of your skin, at least it did for me. Group warned me, and I felt like crap about 5 days. But then it was like, I liken it when you're carrying your kid up, you know, a hill or something, you know, a mile, when you're a four-year-old, and once you get there, you take the kid off your shoulder, it feels like you're flying. After a month on X2, it was just like, whew, it was like I woke up, and it was like I was 18. And it's because I was deficient in iodine, folks, which they admit caused a 15-point IQ increase when the Fed started putting it in the salt in the mid-20s. Of course, now they've taken it out of the salt. So it's got a 4.8 review, 1,767 reviews on third-party power review site. I mean, that's a big deal, Anthony.
No, it's serious. I mean, what do you think happens when you put the good halogen in the body when you're bombarded with the bad halogen?
Well, but they've had articles saying we're quacks. You don't even need iodine.
No, you're quacks. And you know what's funny about some of those articles, too? It's not even that they're attacking us. They just go ahead and say the entire system that relies on natural medicine.
And they claim fluoride's not good for your thyroid.
Yeah, and then they say, and the FDA says you only need this much percentage of iodine a day. Oh, wow, the standards to where you just don't drop over and die. It's like vitamin C. It's like you only need 100% RDA vitamin C, which is barely just enough to not
You only get need scurvy. One bite of an apple a day.
Yeah.
So your teeth won't all fall out.
Exactly. But those are high-quality standards. No, actually, you know what? I want to go beyond to where I'm just not about to die. I kind of want to feel optimally healthy. But if I followed the FDA stuff, I'd probably maybe not totally.
Now, forget Linus Pauling won 2 Nobel Prizes for science saying that mega doses of vitamin C were the key there. I mean, just
look, and there's a reason rickets are back in the United States.
Absolutely. And you go to the doctors and they won't tell people the reason their legs are being chopped off or the reason they can't fight infections is these people never eat leafy vegetables.
It's true. They don't take vitamins. They don't know any of it. And then we're bad.
Wait. We're skipping this break. I'm going to call. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're claiming that I need vitamin C. I'm going to call the FDA. You're claiming.
And you should call.
Wait a minute. Are you going to claim I need oxygen next?
I'm going to claim you need thousands of percentages higher vitamin C and oxygen. And I think it's actually good. And I think iodine's good.
You're claiming if I go down 100 feet under the water, I can't just breathe water.
You could. You could try it.
It works about 30 seconds.
I hear it feels pretty good after a little while, actually.
That's such a good way to go.
Yeah. So I guess maybe that is my recommendation.
Are you ashamed to be involved with a snake oil salesman that claims we need oxygen?
You know, not only do you claim we need oxygen, you claim we need vitamins. And not even just oxygen, actually. Water, which, by the way, in Europe, you can't say water cures
dehydration.
You cannot say that. Companies have been attacked over that. Okay? That is a claim. So we're not going to say it on air here. We're not going
to
say
absolutely. You do not need water to live. You do not need oxygen. In fact, you don't need Brain Force. You don't need DNA Force. That's equivalent to what 500 cartons of blueberries in it. You know the next level of vitamin C, a bio PQQ. You don't need a planet to live on. In fact, we never existed.
It's all facts. This is all real life.
I'm not being sarcastic. You know, Reuters says it's a conspiracy theory. If you even discuss martial law in Turkey. I'm not kidding.
There's a piece right here about that, actually. Where is it? They just shut down 130 media outlets and dismissed 1,600 military personnel. That's a conspiracy theory, too.
China just completely declared martial law over media. No reporting online allowed, period.
No, that would be bad.
Yeah. But, again...
That's actually the noise that China makes when they initiate the censorship button. There's like a big red button, and it just messes you go, yeah. That's the
you know,
noise
the
you got.
The
knife
that goes,
yes.
He goes, we want a strawberry. Like, I heard a strawberry. I want 14 strawberries. I want 20 strawberries. 50 strawberries.
It's true.
Well, you know, there's another conspiracy that we talk about, that the carbon dioxide level is actually lower than it's ever been in the history of the planet, and that's what's causing the deserts to form. And that's, and of course, that's an admitted fact, but it doesn't matter. But the UN has said that actually carbon dioxide should be lowered, and it's not needed. It's actually a bad guess. Did you know that, Anthony?
There's a lot of conspiracies out there. You know,
like, but see, that's like saying oxygen needs to be banned. I mean, they're really doing this, folks. Without oxygen, which is a trace gas, bye-bye. And without carbon dioxide, bye-bye to the plants who create the oxygen. So bye-bye to everybody. Bye-bye, bye-bye. But FDA says, hey, do not say you need oxygen. So I think, everybody, put a noose around your neck, hang it, turn purple. You don't need oxygen. Of course, that'll actually kill you, but it's okay. Go. I'm sorry, Anthony.
You're triggering me right now. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to take my mic off live. You're triggering me.
What triggers me is Marilyn Monroe in her prime.
That's triggering me, too, actually. There's a lot of triggering going on. Hey, you know what? This is the culmination of a 28-hour broadcast, and we haven't gone crazy yet. And you were here till like 1 a.m. last night.
I'm not a good American, though.
No, you're not.
We were doing important work, though, at 1 a.m.
We were doing important work, actually. It's a lot of important work to be done.
It's not a conspiracy. What's going on?
No. It is a conspiracy. We just created a conspiracy.
I'm just not trading punches anymore.
How's your arm feeling?
Not too good. And Will was trying to act like his. He's like, oh, look, I got a little bruise. Oh, you're so tough. I'm like, yeah, dude, right. Like, what up? Oh, my God. That was fun, though. Oh, it hurt me. Anyways, I'm back to the eighth grade now.
So, hey, you only grow up so you can go back to being a child again, right?
Once the man, twice the child.
Yep, there you go.
All right, Andrew, we're going right back to you in a moment. We'll go to these calls. The time has come. The time is now. Marvin K. Mooney, you must go now. James, in Colorado, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
What's up, Alex? It's funny. I actually talked to you during the money bomb. You sent me that $200 gift card. So I did try your products. They are really, really great.
Thank you, brother. What products do you like specifically?
Brain Force was good. I didn't get the energy that I was hoping from the products, but it was fine because it had this long-term detox effect. I was like Rob, you know, taking four or five at a time, so, you know, desperate.
Yeah, that's wet cat force.
So I want to talk about Hillary and Bernie supporters because I'm a liberal. So your YouTube cut, I guess, is I'm saying that these people are lazy, sappy hacks at best, and at worst, because they're easily animated, by spirit of violence and craze, that's what they are. You know, they're violent, crazy people. And you can look at Hillary Clinton's emails, like WikiLeaks has hacked, or actually this is unclassified, but she says, quote, the best way to help Israel deal with Iran's nuclear capability is to help people of Syria overthrow the regime of Assad. It's actually one of her emails. You look at Sanders, it's like, just go to Google to listen to what he says, and type in Bernie Sanders scandal or Bernie Sanders flip-flop and just read five pages of all the articles and you'll learn about...
Well, Bernie Sanders is a complete fraud and a con man, and it's just a total blob. He's like every other communist dirtbag we've ever seen. And, of course, he was there shilling for Hillary the whole time, and, of course, he dropped out, and, of course, he let her steal it. And he's a disgraceful person. And any of his snot-nosed followers that don't admit they were conned are aiding and abetting it, James.
It's just, it's almost amusing, but the fact that they're both such war hawks and there's this fake competition between them, I'm glad that people are seeing Hillary as the thief of all this stuff.
But, exactly. She's so unpopular. I can't believe they're going to install her or try to. Have you seen the new Age Skrillex, Carl the Cuck extravaganza video on Infowars.com?
I have intentionally avoided that. I know it's going to just be over the top. But
it is a beautiful work of art. And I want to say this seriously. I'm not always gay, but when I am, it's for AIDS Skrillex.
Well, you're going to catch AIDS that way, so be careful.
All right, I appreciate your call, James. I don't think the real person, it's a joke term. I didn't create it. But I do want to invite AIDS Skrillex or whatever his name is and Carl the Cuck We had Obama phone lady here. I'm offering Abe Skrilex and Carl the Cuck $5,000 each and all expenses paid to Austin to come here and be in studio. And I think instead of them running and hiding and being all depressed as we've been told they are, which I'm sad, they should come in here and let us deprogram them. I'm ready to do it. I am ready because of my man crush. Okay, that part of the joke is over now. I don't know. Abe Skrilex, can we play some of the animated video from the background for TV viewers? I'm sorry. Anthony, admit we've got a crush on Abe Skrilex.
No, look, let's be honest, all right? These are two really powerful people and
intellectual giants.
I personally like Carl the Cuck. That's my favorite. You know, Abe Skrilex is good. He's great.
Are you kidding me?
His face.
He looks like a weird, skinny Rachel Maddow.
He has such joy in his face.
Such arrogance.
He's like, literally, I would follow him into battle. I would follow him into battle, man. He's like a Braveheart level leader, okay? He's like William Wallace on steroids. Look at his face.
It looks just like him.
Whoever did this is great.
Oh my gosh.
The neck fat, too. It's perfect.
Oh my God. Yeah. They're talking about how much they hate Western civilization right here.
Yeah.
Oh, I turned it off. I'm sorry.
I would love to have them come here. That would be great. It would be worth every penny of the $5,000 each.
Oh,
it would just be great.
Sold tickets. Jason in New York, you're on the air.
So, I'm a very, very big fan of the show.
Thank you.
You're brilliant. You're very brilliant. Yes, you are. The way you handled Karl Rove, the Young Turks, he was brilliant. And I agree with Gwen, the previous caller. You are brilliant and you're very brave. And also, we need to pray for them. Pray for their release from the clutches of evil and sin. It will be like a mountain full of force that even they can't stop. I've got to question, are we really that powerless, the American people? Are the voices of the American people suddenly of no relevance? Do you remember the film Howard Beale from Network? He wanted a million telegrams in the White House. Well, how about a million telegrams to the FBI, to the State Department? We can do it. The listeners can do it. Speak your anger.
Well, sure. I think a million telegrams have been sent figuratively. I mean, did you see the video? It's on InfoWars. How within a second, less than a second, when he hears, would you have prosecuted Hillary, Eric Holder, the former attorney general, runs like death is at his doorstep.
Well, the FBI, I don't know what they're waiting for, but if they knew they had the full support of the American people, things may just change. Call them up, write them letters. They're there, they answer the phones. But are we that out of line to request for clarity, honesty, diligence on behalf of the U.S. side? We may as well be voting for Prince Abubu, as you mentioned. Truly.
You're just jealous that I'm getting a million from Prince Abubu. You're just jealous, Jason, that you're not the one getting it. Prince Abubu likes me.
You're precisely right. That's right.
I'm going to be somebody now. The prince is coming to meet me.
And when you speak to Hillary Clinton supporters, don't waste time. All they say is, I don't have to answer your questions. How dare you make me wrong? I'm a woman. Don't waste time speaking to them. They're like sheep. They'll wake up eventually, but don't waste time with them.
But great point, sir. Sorry, go ahead.
You're brilliant. Your show is brilliant.
Stop it. Stop it. I love you. Look. We're just chronicling reality here, and our rose-colored darling is a little bit thinner than some people's. Some people got a hood over their head. Jason, I know Anthony's going to take more calls from Gina and Christine and Greg. Was that Christian? My eyes are blurred in the lines. Rob and others. And he's got a bunch of clips he's going to get to and a lot more. What else you got coming up, Anthony Gucciardi?
I've got a lot of news. I've got some interesting stuff. I mean, Merkel says, there's no way that she's going to rule out anything of their migrant policy, that after the attacks, just let them all in. It just continues.
You call it migrant, it's not an invasion your own government's orchestrating. And don't forget, the sale's going to end today. There'll still be some sales tomorrow, but the big one has to end, so I can't keep offering these prices on some things. 40% off storable food, 40% off Rainforest, 30% off on a whole bunch of other stuff. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off all the Patriot apparel, Hero Lee for Prison, Bill Clinton rape shirt, and the money we make goes into waging war against corruption. Great job to the whole crew. Great job to Anthony. 30 minutes left in the nightly news tonight with highlights the last 28 hours. Straight ahead.
We're on the march.
Thank
the
you.
Empire's on the run.
You are the InfoWar.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I've never offered 40% off on BrainForce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Super Male Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship, get 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone. 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Some perfectly epic music to bring us into the final frontier here of the InfoWars Sleeping Giant, Operation Sleeping Giant Marathon. It's been 28 hours. 28 hours of continuous broadcast. Now, some people back there, the producers, have been here the entire time, as well as many other people in this building. Of about 60 people, I'd say a decent percentage stayed 28 hours the entire time. So that's since yesterday, the beginning of the show at 11 a.m. to now. So it's been a pretty epic ride for me. I slept about 3 hours last night and came in about 7, or woke up about 7 to do the show. But I will say this, it is an amazing thing to, number one, to even look at the emails that come in and see what people are saying about it. Number two, to think about all the people that are actually just collectively putting their energy into this, something that's meaningful, something that's profound, something that is actually going to do something in the world with purpose, right? As opposed to, you think about And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but think about all the people that take their energy and they put it into something like fantasy football, right? Doesn't mean you're a terrible person if you're playing fantasy football, but the people that just sit there and they just freak out about getting the right linebacker or whatever, or they go and they watch the sporting events and they just freak out about it, they pump their energy, they yell. I mean, I've been at Super Bowl parties, which... I see the most insane things possible. I see people literally taking as much energy as I have to do this entire program. So I could take the energy that they have screaming at the television for their sports team to win. I could take that amount of energy and do an hour on the show. And I could take that amount of energy and encourage you to do something with actual purpose, which is to support something like Operation Sleeping Giant. I do want to remind you that the specials on InfoWarsStore.com, this is part of a super fundraiser, right? This is the last 30 minutes here. This is it. Operation Sleeping Giant is about to end. There's a countdown on the store. And these are all the specials. We're going to have to pull some of these. We'll try and keep some extended, but, I mean, obviously we're selling out of stuff, and we can't keep the loss leaders up. So we've got 40% off Brain Force, 40% off Silver Bullet, which is colloidal silver, 20% off all the water filters, 20% off all the air filters, 30% off Flagship Survival Shield X2, 30% off Super Male Vitality, which I feel like we don't even hit on enough. 30% is a very large amount. It sounds routine when you list it like this, but 30% is a significant portion off of products like Super Male Vitality. 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and then you've got Liver Shield, Deep Cleanse, Anthroplex, Knockout, Survival Seeds, DNA Force. It's all on InfoWarsStore.com, and you've got about less now, about 20-something, 24 minutes, some change, to be a part of this operation. And a lot of you already have, and I want to thank you. You actually are drastically helping. It's not just pontificating about this if you're, you know, it's the real deal. I talked about it this morning. Why not put your energy and a little bit of your funding behind something that actually matters, something where you know you've seen the fruits, you've seen what happens. You don't have to agree with everything. Right, I don't agree with everything that certain people say, or they don't agree with everything I say. It doesn't have to correspond like that. But look at the fruits. Look at what's actually happening. Look at the difference between this program, the number one radio internet talk show program, and also one of the biggest top 10 in the United States. Look at what it's doing versus the others. Look at what it's doing versus when you turn on your television, you flip through the channels. It's doing a lot of good and a lot of difference because we're not beholden to these corporations. We're not going to follow the Rio protocol. Here we have this article. The Olympic Committee wants to ban non-sponsor brands from tweeting about the games. So see, we're not beholden like Coca-Cola to this ridiculousness. So I want to bring this up. We've talked about this before, but it's just so absurd. Brands that haven't paid millions of dollars to the group behind the upcoming Summer Olympics will need to watch their step on Twitter in the coming weeks. The International Olympic Committee is threatening legal action against any non-sponsor brands that dare to tweet about the games or any of its associated trademarks, according to a letter obtained by ESPN. Now, Alex talked about this earlier. I wanted to live tweet something about the Olympics. I think we should put out a tweet on the Alex Jones page about the Rio 2016 absurd censorship. Threatening to, I don't know, sue? What are you going to do? What are you going to do if we tweet about Rio 2016? Because, oh, you could say, well, they mean big brands. What does a brand mean? Doesn't mean anything. I'm a brand. InfoWars is a brand. This camera I'm using is a type of brand. Everything's a brand. It's absurd. Oh, no brands are allowed to tweet about us. Well, gee, why do you think they don't want you to tweet about them? Oh, this is because of endless articles like this. Two Brazilian fighter jets collide during a security exercise for the Olympics. Just over and over again. We showed earlier the police and fire with a sign saying, do not enter here. We're not paid enough. You're not safe. Then today, two Brazilian fighter jets collided off the coast of Rio de Janeiro while on a training exercise designed to hone protection for the city's upcoming Olympic Games. That's safety right there. The Brazilian Navy issued a statement after the collision on Tuesday saying that one of the pilots managed to land his plane safely, but the other crashed into the sea. A massive search began for the second pilot and continued through the night and into Wednesday morning. It's actually sad for the pilot. And then, you know, you had the articles about there's bodies washing up on the beach and stuff. And why do I belabor the 2016 Olympics, Rio Olympics? Because, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, it is such a perfect parallel to everything else that's going on. Where, just like the DNC, it's a total crap show. It's a total, like, they're like hiring actors to fill seats because all the Bernie supporters left because they won't buy into Hillary. And then they're just like, it's fine, it's amazing, look over there, there's smoke and fire. And they're like having sprinklers, like, look, there's fireworks. Everything's like burning down, everyone's running and screaming. MSNBC is doing live shows. And there's protesters behind. They're actually real liberals that support Bernie. And they're screaming and saying, no Hillary, it's BS. And they're like, everything's fine, ha-ha. And they, like, smile and have the representatives just ignore the people. Like, it's like peasants riding in the background or something. So the Rio 2016 Olympics is kind of like that. It's kind of like how the establishment system, how the establishment bought and paid for politicians are always like, everything's great. Like Obama's speech last night. 70% of the country doesn't like the direction of the U.S., and which I've talked about multiple times. I like how Trump tweeted it also. But they don't like the direction of the U.S., and Obama goes on. He's like, everyone loves this. Everyone agrees that we're going in the right direction. Millions of people are so happy with what we've done with this country. It's like, no, they're not. Not at all. Is this the Rio 2016 Olympics where, number one, they put out the press photos that look beautiful and everything's great. Number two, you're not allowed to talk about it. And then number three, the truth is it's a gaping flesh wound, but it's okay. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. And then you have Turkey. Turkey orders shutdown of over 130 media outlets, dismisses 1,600 military personnel. So Turkish authorities ordered the closure of more than 130 media outlets on Wednesday. Can you imagine that, by the way? Just imagine closing 130 media outlets. In a crackdown following July's failed coup, Reuters reported, citing CNN Turk, some 1,600 military personnel were also sacked in the Turkish government's latest move. So I kind of see similar things with the generals and everything being ousted, but imagine descending into a regime in which 130 media outlets can be closed down. And the reason we talk about this, and we're going to talk about another article about the United Arab Emirates, is because it's important to take your mindset. Okay, you're sitting right now maybe in the car or at home or at work or whatever. Chances are, if you're listening in the United States or a developed country, that you might be in a similar situation than I am. You might be sitting here at this desk. You might be in the cool air conditioning. I've got lights. I've got computer screens. I've got pretty much a pretty good environment right here, right? Now, meanwhile, we can't see anything that's an immediate threat, presumably, right? There's nothing bad happening here. I could just sit here for a while. But there's a detachment, because when we're just fat and happy and we can see the TVs in the background, like I can see the news TVs in there. I can see, you know, ads for pharmaceutical drugs or whatever to make me happy and Prozac and whatever it is. I can see all those things. I can see football. I can look up news here. I can look up silly websites. I can go on Reddit all day. And it's hard for me in that state to actually get in the mindset that, number one, there's real things that are a threat in this world that we need to care about. And number two, not everyone is in your position. And so the issue here is also things like this. If you get caught using a VPN in the United Arab Emirates, you will face fines of up to $545,000. So Turkey's shutting the media companies down. The United Emirates fining people. I mean, there's no freedoms in many of these countries. And then we're sitting here worried about getting triggered by Twitter. Also, the producer just reminded me, we do have a boiled down of Billy Corgan from last night, who was on the show for the Operation Sleeping Giant. And it boiled it down to all of, I guess, the key points, because there was a lot of really interesting stuff. So I want to go ahead and play that, and then we'll be back with some more news. So let's give that up.
How do you find your inner voice? How do you understand or really connect with what that true guidance is if we haven't even been able to connect with that inner voice for such a long time? How do you even begin that journey?
Well, that's a really difficult question. Let me take one step back, because obviously the DNC is going on right now, and the Amish have their own version of this. So this is not a political statement as much as an observation from the standpoint of an entertainer. You've had the DNC now on for 3 days, and you've literally had for 3 days not one mention of the scandal. You know, let's say from the stage, but obviously there's a lot going on around the event. But from the stage, you had no mention of the WikiLeaks hacking. Mm-hmm. You've had no mention of Hillary being investigated by the Justice Department, all that, and obviously was cleared, you know, controversially. So what I'm trying to say, and the reason I'm bringing this up, and I'm not trying to make a political point, is people are literally sitting in a conference room going, well, we can't talk about that, and we definitely can't talk about that. And if you're going to bring that up, you got to, you know what I'm saying? It's a conscious manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a person who's on that side of the political aisle would say, well, they don't have to talk about those things. But my point is why wouldn't they talk about those things? Why doesn't Hillary stand up and say, you know, you checked out all my stuff and you came after me and you found nothing? The point is they want to avoid those subjects because they want to turn the page. They want to move on to a different psychological profile. That's entertainment. That is not, that's not nothing to do with the human condition. The natural human response when you're accused of something, if you believe you're innocent, is to stand there and say, hey, by the way, this is my opinion of what happened. I'm going to tell you the truth, and then I'm going to move forward. You hear Alex do it all the time in the air, where he's accused of things by other people. He will go into a massive explanation of, this is the way I think, this is the way I feel. That is the natural human response to accusation. It's not to propagandize and pretend like nothing's going on. That's entertainment. As far as how do you locate your center, as redundant as it sounds, you must actually look at the world you're living in and make a correct assumption based on your own ideological beliefs, spiritual perspectives, and make a read like a quarterback on the field and look and say, these are my people. These are the people I trust. These are the people I don't trust. These are the people I'm going to follow. And one argument I would make, and it's sort of an extension of the idea, because obviously race and politics is a very controversial subject at this time in our country's history, as it has been before. I would call it a new tribalism, where people are going to form into new tribes of consciousness and belief systems and interrelate sort of beyond race. And maybe that's part of our human evolution, is that we must, you know, when people say in a very kind of utopian way, we must get beyond people's race, color, creed, and all that stuff. I agree with that as a sort of a natural liberal, but maybe the evolutionary point on that is you're going to find like-minded people or like-souled people who see the world the way you do, so that you can compare notes and say, yeah, this is the way I feel. And as you said in my introduction, you and I do that sometimes. We will sit and text and talk about, well, what's your perspective? And then you give me your perspective. I think that's what you're going to see more and more, and that's where technology can be an aid to us, because we can kind of in real time share in almost like a different kind of hive mind, bigger sets of information. And that's where InfoWars is very much part of that other tipping point in getting into a bigger hive mind of what are we actually looking at here when we look at these social, political, spiritual, religious systems, that's the better word, that are basically propagandizing what we're actually looking at and what we're actually experiencing.
So do you think technology, obviously it's super important because this is, you know, how we're able to reach the masses out there, but they control these systems at the moment. They've got people corralled into these internet ghettos, and they can shut them down at any time. We've got the internet kill switch. Mm-hmm. So is the internet, obviously it is a mechanism that is helping with this global awakening, but is that it? Or are humans going to evolve on our own to the point? I mean, what do you think? Are we in this matrix, or are we sort of these organic beings, God sort of experiencing itself out here and kind of a warning to not get trapped inside of the internet that they're wanting us to be connected to all the time?
Hmm. Well, taking that in a kind of an interesting route, Pete Townsend in around 1971 was writing a kind of a thing called the Lifehouse Project, which sort of pre-staged the idea of sort of spiritual communication vis-a-vis through technology, almost talking about the internet before the internet. And he didn't finish the project, and then many of those songs became famous songs on it, and, you know, Won't Get Fooled Again and all this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I point this out is that ultimately from a spiritual and avatar perspective, communication doesn't need technology. we can communicate with the stars or God within at any given time. We don't need Twitter or Facebook to help us do that. But there is a spiritual component to technology in the way that people are sharing in real time. And that was, of course, the great promise when something like Twitter kicked in. Hey, we can all kind of comment and interrelate and find common ground or common belief as an event is unfolding. You saw it during the, you know, what they called the Arab Spring or whatever. There was this sort of idea of in-the-moment reportage where everybody was a citizen journalist and taking pictures, and it all felt very refreshing. But what we see now is these systems are being used to actually control, neuter, and shape those thoughts in real time. And I precisely see it not only on InfoWars but other sites where everyone is racing to shape the narrative before in essence a narrative sets in. And again, from an observational point of view, why is so much energy being exerted to tell you, oh, nothing to see here, move on?
All right, that's Billy Corgan, a very smart guy, very interesting perspective and points. All right, we'll be right back. I want to remind you, this is the last segment coming up of InfoWars Operation Sleeping Giant. Last chance to support the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. Get 40% off Brain Force, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 40% off storable food. It's all there. Help make the difference. InfoWarsStore.com. Be right back. Final segment.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
think about the idea of treating your brain like your stomach. And ideally, unless you really just don't care about your body, and maybe you don't care about your brain, you want to have content that is nourishing. It's like fruits and vegetables, right? Like real, actually good stuff, like a smoothie or something. Mixed in with some junk every now and then. You know, every now and then you're going to eat a bag of chips. Every now and then you're going to drink some soda or whatever. But ideally, a good part of your diet should be healthy, right? That's the same with your mental consumption. So consider that you're actually making a good mental diet choice when you have consumption, like listening to this program. When you have consumption, like going on the internet and actually going to good websites, as opposed to some silly stuff, which is always fine. But you want to try and have a plate of healthy consumption and content every single day. That's what I try and do, and that's that kind of the whole point. And, you know, today is, as I mentioned, is the conclusion. This segment, this is the final segment of the Operation Sleeping Giant 28-hour broadcast. And I'm actually really honored to be able to be a part of it, and I'm happy that I was asked to be on the last hour and last segment of this entire 28-hour conclusion. Think about all of the people that are listening right now and listen to 28 hours, including yourself. I mean, just millions and millions of people that helped just spread the links, just pray, whatever it is that they did, even the smallest little things, leave a comment, right? Or they financially supported on InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever it is, it's meaningful, it's powerful, there's a lot of energy behind it, and that is a movement. That is a real movement. And notice, it's kind of like building a building. So you think about the establishment, like you have the establishment building, which is run by Hillary Clinton Realtor Incorporated, right? It's like this massive, like monolithic, huge building, something you'd see out of one of the Judge Dredd movies or something. It's just huge. It's just like all busted up and there's like colonies inside and, you know, it's crazy. And here we are. We're building this building. We're this independent architecture firm. And we've got all these people, these community volunteers, because we can't hire, you know, the crazy establishment people they have to build like their robot towers. But we're building like from the foundation. We got cement down there. And now we're a pretty sizable tower. I mean, it's a pretty sizable tower. And we've got the nice looking tower, like gardens outside, and we've got people moving in and offices and stuff. Like, it's a pretty sizable tower. You look up at the establishment tower, and they look at your tower, and they're like, how did you build that? That's because when you build something independent of the system, that is the power. It's grassroots. It's because of you. All of this is nothing without you. All of it is nothing. It is you contributing in the most tiny and massive ways. All of the energy contributed to this is what gives it the power to go on. It's like a car with fuel just plowing down the highway at full speed. And that's what this is. It's been a long 28 hours. If you're just tuning in now, it's been a long 28 hours. Like I said, a lot of people back there haven't even slept. And, you know, this article, Merkel rules out migrant policy reversal after attacks. She's talking about they're going to still let in as many migrants and refugees as they want, despite all the attacks and everything from ISIS-related groups. It's funny because it reminds me of how, guess what, this program, we're going to talk about what's actually going on. We're going to talk about how we see it. We're going to talk about the fact that a lot of these are linked up with ISIS, and we're not going to be afraid of political correctness. We're not going to be afraid of the attacks and craziness. Anyway, just want to mention that. This is it. This is the conclusion of Operation Sleeping Giant. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of it. It's up at InfoWars.com/giant. Share it with your friends. InfoWarsStore.com to get the specials before they run out. 40% off BrainForce. Thank you so much. Even if you don't buy anything, you are amazing, and you're the reason this is all happening. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.